This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's just so bad. After the Democrats insist they never said Trump was a racist. That never happened. They must have seen some bad polling, right? So they just go deny everything. Yeah. This with Jasmine Crockett. Wow, she's had a bad week. She's a black Senate candidate from Texas. Mm-hmm. And Colbert did not want to interview her, not at all. The comedian, he only wanted to interview the white guy. Well, the problem with that is that laws apply to Colbert, too. I know that is shocking. But there is equal time. You know, there are equal time rules. We all have to basically comply, you know, with them. And so he likes this white dude, Tallarico, who's running for Senate as a Democrat, who, by the way, also says that the Bible sanctions and allows abortion.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, me too. I've read it twice. It's weird. Maybe I need to read it again. Oddly, he did not cite the passage.
Yeah. Well.
It was more like, well, it doesn't explicitly forbid it. Okay.
That wasn't
Planned Parenthood back then either. Thou shall not kill, I thought was kind of specific.
Well, he may need to review Deuteronomy and Leviticus. There's certainly some references there.
Yeah. So anyway, Stephen Colbert wants to help the white guy. Democrats clearly believe the black woman, Jasmine Crockett, is not the right fit to win in Texas. So they're trying to bury her. So Colbert decided he would interview her opponent, Tallarico, the white dude, but not Jasmine Crockett. When the lawyers for CBS said to him, no, we're going to, you know, you need to pull your interview of Tallarico because you're going to trigger equal time. He said Trump was censoring him. That was his claim. Of course, the left went wild. Thinking, you know, they had suffered a human rights atrocity.
He was supposed to be here, but we were told in no uncertain terms by our network's lawyers who called us directly that we could not have him on the broadcast. Let's just call this what it is. Donald Trump's administration wants to silence anyone who says anything bad about Trump on TV because all Trump does is watch TV.
Okay, that was a total lie. He was humiliated when his network, CBS, came out and said, no, that's not what happened. We were basically saying, look, you can still interview Tallarico. You just got to take it on YouTube or a stream or something like that. You can talk to him. You just can't do it on TV. Unless you want to have the black woman on, too.
Who happens to be a sitting member of Congress, by
yes.
the way.
Yes. And by the way, this idea that Colbert's lying there, oh, Trump doesn't want to have Tallarico on, he'll say something bad. You think she's not going to say something hateful about Trump?
Well, Jordy has.
That's all she
Multiple
says.
Multiple times.
Is hate. So anyway, she got the shaft. Colbert's like, no, I'm not talking to the black chick. Forget that. Well, at the same time, a super PAC that's running ads for Tallarico, in other words, Democrat super PAC, is running an ad where they darkened her skin.
Here we go again.
Let this sink in.
Yeah, this is a Democrat campaign.
Democrat campaign. You know, the party of not racism.
Yeah.
Also the party of slaveholders and the party that tried like the Dickens to defeat the 1964 Civil Rights Act, but Republicans saved it.
Right.
That party. Yeah. Jasmine Crockett, by the end of the week, after getting this racist treatment, was completely butthurt, as she should have been, demanding the party condemn Tallarico and the PAC for darkening her skin.
You know, we've all seen the attack ads that have come on behalf of my primary opponent, supposedly wants to get rid of super PACs, yet doesn't have anything to say about the negative ads, the ads that are darkening my skin, and this continual kind of, if she wins, we lose. It's not even undertones right now. It is straight up racist. And I need people to understand that that cannot be the way that we proceed.
Can you imagine if a Republican did this?
No.
Can you imagine if Trump did this?
Oh, yeah.
Straight up racist. Okay. Then they tried to explain. I like this even better. They said, no, the skin darkening filter was applied to everyone in the ad. Most of them were black.
So.
And do you know why it was applied to everyone in the ad? Because once they put it on, they had to do the whole ad. They couldn't do just part of it. So they darkened everyone's skin in order to darken Jasmine's skin. I just love the double standard. I just love to marinate in it. It's so ridiculous.
Yes.
It just is. Meanwhile, attempted terror attack. Can you just try to imagine for me, just if you will. Suppose that we got mad about the raid of Mar-a-Lago and all of the FBI thuggery against Donald Trump. Much of it, you remember, based on completely fake Russia collusion hoax lies.
Yep.
Where they went and got actual warrants, actually spied on him from the FISA court, lied to the FISA court. I mean, it was bad, okay? Can you imagine if we lost our temper and started assaulting federal agents?
No, yeah,
hit them with our cars. I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, just try. Let me just paint the picture. Then remember. Then imagine it turned out that this network of right-wingers trying to defend Trump from attacks, legitimately attacks, illegal attacks, by the way, by the FBI, was funded by Russia. Do you think they'd be chill?
No. There'd be talk of the white supremacist right-wing militias.
Now, we had one extra rowdy. I wouldn't go so far as to call it like, you know, summer of love level, okay, right? Because like nothing burnt to the ground. There wasn't $2 billion worth of damage. But we did have one kind of rowdy protest on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
They dedicated a full 13% of the personnel of the FBI to putting us in prison. They arrested 1,500 of us and put 12 to something. I think it was over, a little over 1,200 people got actual prison sentences for that one incident. That one incident.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have networks, China and others actively funding this. These people's like, they're not in prison. It's the craziest thing. I mean, the doors would have already been kicked in, especially once they found out Russia was funding it. You know, like China's funding them.
Yes. Well, once again, the dual justice system.
Oh, it's crazy. Now, Kash Patel this week, in all fairness, did say that they have found the funder of Antifa and they're going to arrest them soon, or there's going to be, you know, fireworks. Good. That needs to happen quickly. Because let me tell you, they had their first real terror attack. We've had shootings before where they've attacked ICE facilities. But this Idaho attack, this is incredible. Guy drives up, tries to breach the DHS building in a stolen ambulance loaded with fuel meant to explode. And then he went to the place where he was going to hit and made sure to douse it with extra fuel. He wanted a maximum level explosion. Do you know what Fox calls that this morning? You would never see this in a liberal publication.
What?
An arson attack.
Oh, okay.
No. An arson attack is what these people do when they throw a Molotov cocktail through the window of the ICE facility, which they do all the time in Portland. It's been going on for years. That's an arson attack. This was a terror attack. And it really barely registered. Can you imagine if one of us did that exact same thing and try to drive it through an FBI office?
Yeah, and there would be a congressional investigation and endless coverage of it by the networks.
Everyone who ever knew you would be arrested, as well as that guy. Don't know where it is. But I wanted to play this because I thought this was really one of the audios of the week. Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Rodney Jones, and he's playing this. He's talking about this. He's being asked in Congress, what do you guys need? You're under attack. Do you need bulletproof vests? Do you need bulletproof glass? What can we do for you in Congress to protect you from these liberal lunatics? And he says, "We are beyond that. We are facing a terrorist insurgency from the left."
But let's not miss the fact that we have coordinated, well-funded, and I think insurgencies or terrorist organizations, however you want to call it, literally trying to prevent legal laws from being enforced in the United States. That is a dramatic change. That's why we've had to shift. So we got to figure out how to protect our officers and agents more holistically. On social media, how do we keep them from being doxxed? When somebody goes to like did to Director Lyons, they follow his kid home and then have protests in his front yard and then put it out live on video. That needs to be a crime. I don't want to violate anybody's right to free speech, but going into your front yard and harassing your family just because you're a law enforcement officer, that should not be a protected action.
Can you imagine if we had done that to one of the FBI agents that raided Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, it'd be a threat to our democracy.
That person who did that, what he just described there, would have gone to prison probably for more than a decade, just based on the January 6th standard. Ain't no big deal, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
There was massive censorship online during the COVID era. One of the things that was censored were these incredible videos. You can still see them if you want. They played on Rumble and Gab and the few places that you were allowed to know true things. It was coroners. Bodies were coming in. They'd hit the slab. They'd go to drain the blood. They'd find these bizarre clots, unlike anything they'd ever seen. Long, white, huge. Some of them had whole trays with collections of clots from different patients. They began to get doctors to comment. Together, they figured it out. They were coming from the shot. You could not see these on Facebook. They were censored. You could not see these on X. At the time, Jack Dorsey owned X. It was pronounced a conspiracy theory by the mainstream media, most specifically by Reuters, the Associated Press, and the New York Times. Not real, not allowed to speak of it, just an internet conspiracy theory. And yet, there were so many videos. They seem so credible. But the shot was safe and 96% effective. So I guess there was nothing to... What? The New England Journal of Medicine just published what? A new study that, quote, Mainstream media reporting this now solves the mystery of the blood clots. Well, wait a minute. I was told there were none. Well, there kind of were. Sorry. Don't worry, though. They say it's a rare side effect and it only affected people who took the early shots that they swore were safe when they were lying. Apparently. Yeah, some of the earlier on shots, most specifically from Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. Yeah, they, you know, there was some problems, but we all got together, figured it out. So don't worry about it now. It's fine. This is one of the weirdest studies I've ever read in how it's written. It's a bunch of experts. Normally these things are very dry and scientific. Instead, they're congratulating themselves on how they got together in a group and how their group effort is going to make shots safer going forward. And how wonderful it was to work together to solve the mystery of the clots from the shot. You know, the one that was called the clot shot? The one where RFK warned about this very effect and lost all of his social media, that one? In fact, remember he made the list of 12 worst disinformers that Jen Psaki read? Yeah, this is one of the things he said. I think it may have contributed to me losing one of my YouTube accounts. I lost each one. I'm on my third one now. And I encourage you not to watch me there because they'll take it. I don't want you to get used to watching me there and then one day I'm not there so you stop watching me. So I'm like, I don't promote it. I just have it there for that one rare person that only will watch YouTube, but they're going to take it again. I'm going to say something that's true and they'll take it. Admitting blood clots were real, they were caused by the very safe, no side effects, we swear, COVID shot. But don't worry, that's just the ones early on. Do you know why I read all the way through this? I'm telling you what is Orwellian, the language. They're patting each other on the back. How great it is to work together to solve this mystery. You mean a lie? Because all the right people said it wasn't true. And unfortunately, everybody's doctors believed it. You know what I read from beginning to end, the study in the New England Journal of Medicine? I wanted to see if these people bothered to make any kind of estimate. Oh, there were clots. Sorry. Yeah, those kill you. At least they did in the videos I saw. The coroner's very concerned. You should have seen them. I mean, they were thick. I mean, some of them were like a quarter inch thick. I mean, like pulling them out of veins. You're like, how did the blood go through there? How many people they kill? I was just wondering if it would be buried anywhere inside the study. I was curious. 10, 15, 100, 200, 500, 5,000? What are we talking? Yeah, it's just an early on side effect. Just some of the early shots. It's fine. Folks, I was blown away by this because it arrived in my inbox from Newsbreak. Written by the mainstream media just ever so casually. Oh, yeah, the clots. We solved that. Well, you said there weren't any. Read from beginning to end, there were no estimates of the deaths. Just, that's rare. Don't worry about it. What do you mean by rare? See, because y'all lied to me about like literally every aspect of this disease, COVID, and of the shot. Just curious. Define rare. They didn't. The way this is written is sick. It's literally gut punch sick. Because they're so casual. Well, it was just some of the early shots. I mean, it's a relatively rare side effect, the clots. Yeah, that's, I mean, how many people did they kill? Oh, look, a squirrel. It's so great to work together. Sing along with me. It's so great to work together on this clot shot controversy. How many people did you kill? I'll tell you what, Rand Paul's bill's looking better and better. Take away, strip the legal immunity from these shot makers. They shouldn't have it. If their product is A-OK and super-duper wonderful, they don't need it. What would they need it for? They don't need it. Let's sue them. I'm sick of these people. I got to tell you. Just drop it in my inbox after all this time. Oh, those clots. What clots? You said there were no clots. That was misinformation, right? You know where you took RFK's accounts for that? What is RFK warning about now? Along with Donald Trump, the MMR shot, the measles shot. See, there's this really weird thing with RFK. Every time he warns about something, and this has been going on for literally years, not weeks or months, years. And I mean like a decade. I've been reading this guy. He'll say something that seems off the wall. There's clots. That shot makes clots and kills you. They'll punish him, mock him, malign him right before he's right. In fact, the louder they yell, the more dangerous I know a shot is. He's never been wrong. Not on this. Not in my experience. Not on the big stuff. He's gotten some little things wrong, I think. I'm not really into what he says about climate change. I don't believe everything he says, but he's right on with these medical products. So just a warning, when your doctor tells you that COVID shot, that MMR shot is great, it's best thing since sliced bread, show him this article. You want to look it up? Mystery of rare blood clots. Rare. Rare blood clots after COVID vaccine finally solved. No, we weren't allowed to discuss it. It wasn't a mystery. A mystery is something you're allowed to speak of. By the way, how many people are listed right now in VAERS, the early warning system, as having died just within day one or day two of the COVID shot? 34,000. Usually about 5% of the cases to 10% of the cases are actually reported to VAERS, and that's why they use the multiplication factor of at least 10. That's 340,000 people. Mm-hmm. There's a reason they're not talking about how many the clot shot killed. It would freak you out. It is call-in Friday. Still have a little bit of time to get a few phone calls in. Forgot to announce that earlier. I apologize. It's the same phone number as the text line, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, Tara, being someone who's prone to blood clots, finding this out now kind of sucks. I was forced to get the shots. Not my choice. Forced if I wanted to stay employed. See, that was the worst part. We'll never know the number of people who lost their jobs because they watched those clot shot videos on Rumble and on Getter and on the places they were allowed to be seen and not taken down by the FBI and said, you know what? I can't do it. I heard from many of them here on the show, people making agonizing decisions. One guy talked to me in an email he sent about just like standing there at his child's bedroom door going, oh my gosh, what do I do? I know this shot is dangerous. I've seen the videos, but I got to keep a roof over my child's head. It was terrible, the decisions people had to make. I'll never forget the one I think of the most, and I don't know what she did. She was pregnant and it had already become clear that the shot caused a very high level of miscarriages compared to the norm, which has since been confirmed. And in fact, there was under oath testimony about it, last year before the Senate. And she was saying, look, I'm in nursing school and I'm in the final semester. They're saying I have to get this even though I'm pregnant. And, otherwise, she said, basically, I'm going to not only lose my job because, she was paid for basically doing the training. She said, I'm going to have to start the semester over again. I said, what do I do? I didn't know what to tell. I told her not to. I said, look, I can't tell you what to do. I wouldn't take it. I don't know what she did. Hope the baby's okay. But the fact that they made you take this thing or lose your job. Pregnant women. Folks, we didn't have any data. I knew. And this is how I warned you about it, because we were kind of here told, hey, listen, if you don't have a mainstream media source, you can't talk about it. Of course, we know mainstream media, all they do is lie. We're finding that all the time. So what I had to do was basically say, okay, look, I wrote an investigative piece, a series of them actually, on the flu shot. And I mean, the average shot in America, the trial lasts 7 years. Some go as much as 15. So this idea, hey, you're pregnant, it's safe. Like, no, totally take it or you're losing your job. We don't even have a year's worth of data. And that's why you need 7, because people get pregnant. You need to find out, does it affect that? Does it affect the baby? What is the long term? Sometimes shots don't kill you right away. They kill you later. They'll hurt you. It was awful what they did. Absolutely awful. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I work for a major retailer and was given a choice to select religious exemption if I couldn't take the shot. But in good faith, I could not use my religion not to get the shot. Well, what did you do? Did you take it? A text writes, "Tear I watched died suddenly, and those long white strands look like rubber. It was so shocking." Yeah, they do an entire study. If you're wondering, if you're tuning in, why am I talking about this? They did a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine saying, oh, by the way, that shot does cause clots. Don't worry, though. It was just the early on versions. We fixed it. We've solved the mystery. So you can trust the shot now. Yeah, sure. Anyway, I read the study because I wanted to find out how many people died? How many people got the clots? What are they doing now? Are they okay? They didn't say. How convenient. Text writes, Tara, a good friend of mine took the COVID vaccine and every booster. She was scared to death of COVID. Last year, she became unable to breathe and went to the hospital. Her lungs were so full of clots, they did emergency surgery. The best way I can describe the photos of what they removed is to say they look just like cherry tomatoes you see in the store. Look just like cherry tomatoes still on their vine in the photos. I was in shock at what I saw. They took out tons of those from her lungs. We all know only one thing caused this, the COVID vaccine. See, this always happens when I mention this. Tara, my mom got 6 COVID shots. I hold my breath every day for her, yes. Texture writes, we were the trial group for the COVID-19 vaccine. Texture writes, hey, Tara, the mother of my children gave my 8-year-old son a shot without knowing, and now he has a heart murmur. That's not surprising. Boys... And the boys were actually most affected. They did eventually admit that, yes, it does damage the heart of some people, most particularly boys. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we all got fired from working for the city of New York. We took the city to the Staten Supreme Court. And one bag, I don't know what that means. They told us the mandate was arbitrary and capricious, ordered to go back to work and receive back pay. That was 4 years ago. The city's still fighting us in the appellate court with taxpayer money. Wow. Texter writes, tell the lady with blood clots to research nattokinase. It's a supplement made from fermented soybeans. Natto is a popular food in Japan. They hardly have any cardiovascular disease. I have no idea if that'll work. I've never heard of that before. Texter writes, Tara watched died suddenly, and the long white strands look like rubber. It was so shocking. Another texter writes, good morning, love the show. Just wanted to ask if you had any info about the big, beautiful bill in South Carolina waiting on these crooks. Yeah, no, I think they're not going to pass the companion so that the same tax breaks national end up local, which is a shame. They really should. They really should do it. All right. Coming up next, Joe Biden's administration bragged that they overthrew Bashar al-Assad, congratulated themselves. What they didn't tell you was that Bashar al-Assad was protecting Christians, Druids, Kurds, and Jews from brutal jihadists. What happened when those brutal jihadists took over? Where do you hear this? Next. $175 billion. Folks, I'm not over this. $175 billion we spent to defend the Euroweenies from Russia, specifically in Ukraine. And all they did was whine that we didn't send more. By the end of the Biden administration, we were flying into Russia using our equipment and our targeting. We'd have a Ukrainian hand mash the button, risking thermonuclear annihilation in order to bomb Russia, a country that had not attacked us. Russia was very clear. We know the Ukrainians aren't doing this. We know it's U.S. hardware, U.S. targeting. You're killing Russian civilians. This crosses our red line, our nuclear red line. We've been very clear about our nuclear doctrine. We risked getting nuked by Russia to defend the Euroweenies. And what do we get? Robbed blind. Tens of billions of dollars stolen by the Ukrainian oligarchs. And all we want right now is the ability to defend ourselves without Euroweenie condemnation. And the answer is no. No, screw you. It started with the targeting of the drug boats, you know, the ones that have killed hundreds of thousands of Americans with their fentanyl, their meth, with the other stuff they bring in, with the cocaine laced with fentanyl. with the precursor materials? The UK said no to Donald Trump. No, we're not sharing any intel with you to help you get them. Then the UK said no again. No, we're not going to share any intel as part of the Maduro raid. Were you like Maduro? Then we said we need to hit Iran for very good reasons that I have laid out on this show. And even the Euroweenies, part of NATO and the UN, have been very clear that Iran is an existential threat if it's nuclear armed. But when push came to shove, what did the Euroweenies do? Sided with China. No, you can't use Diego Garcia. In fact, we're giving it to the Chinese ally, Mauritius. We can't even use it? Nope. No, you can't use it. Screw you. We're fools, folks. We are absolute fools. We forked over $175 billion. Our kids and grandkids are going to have to pay a lot of that back. And what happened? The Euroweenies said they didn't have the money. Well, the second we stopped spending the money, they sure came up with it fast, didn't they? The whole time they were probably laughing behind our backs. We asked for the tiniest little thing and they say no. Hey, you know, if Russia retaliates, they're going to send that nuclear tip missile right over Greenland. That's the most logical path. Hey, can we maybe all get together and talk about a plan for the U.S. to take over Greenland? No. Screw you. Boy, this is telling. And even some neocons on the Republican side were baffled. They wrote editorials in the Wall Street Journal saying, well, we don't understand this. I mean, Greenland says... The European Union says, NATO says, you guys can use we can use Greenland whenever we want. Why are we? You mean like we can use Diego Garcia every time we want, like that? You mean like we can use the Royal Air Force bases, whose bombers are our bombers protecting Europe? That's why they're there. You mean like those bases? We can use those whenever. That's the deal. Because the door just got slammed shut. So we can't use the bases then. Folks, do you realize we keep 80 to 100,000 troops there to protect the Euroweenies? Why? Serious question, why? They need to come home. They need to come home. Russia can have this. They can have it. I don't care. Their only interest in me is arresting me for speech and extraditing me for trial. Wall Street Mav, the Twitter feed, makes an excellent point. Why are we spending billions of dollars on these bases in Britain and Europe and Diego Garcia if these countries can just block their use when it matters? I don't know, but I think we just found out what would happen if we tried to use Greenland to defend ourselves. We'd have to conquer it first. Their word means nothing. We need to learn from this. We need to learn from this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.